95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo show in the afternoon. Stu's sitting in for Sluggo this week.
Again. Yeah.
Welcome.
Thanks.
You know what liquid death is?
I do know what liquid death is.
I saw a box of it in the hallway.
I bought a can of liquid death at, the Volbeat show recently at the Palladium.
Uh-huh.
Like, that looks good. Take that.
Right.
Got out to the floor, cracked my liquid death open, took a big old slurk. It's water.
What?
But it's good water.
What?
It's H2O. It is.
It's just water.
It's water.
It's called liquid death?
In a 40-ounce can that looks like a can of something good.
It looked like there were some cans in it still.
We should get some.
All right, we'll get some and bring it in and try it.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Anything that's named liquid death.
I'm on board.
Right, what's wrong with us? Why are we both on board for that? That's terrible.
I don't know.
Kanye West allegedly punched a fan.
Yeah.
So that's good times. Talk about celebrity encounters a little bit later on today.
I'd punch a Kanye West fan.
Nope, sure. That's not. That's a whole different thing. Kanye West punched one of his own fans.
Yeah,
allegedly.
I
see. Mm. Well, you're saying you would anyway.
Sure.
Concerts your significant other made you go to.
Yeah, that sounds like a rich topic to explore.
Huh. Yeah. Does someone sitting in this room have that situation?
Maybe.
Maybe I do too.
I'll bet you do. I'll bet everyone does.
Yep. We'll talk about that coming up as well. Don't shoot yourself is some pretty good advice.
Oh.
Don't stop on the train tracks. Some more pretty good advice.
That'll work out for you.
And you'll never believe how much TikTokers make. You'll never believe. They make more than CEOs of Fortune 500 companies.
TikTokers.
The big ones that get a lot of followers, yes.
Some of those are pretty darn entertaining.
Yes, but wow, they make bank. You and I need to start a TikTok. Like a dancing.
Oh, is that what we need to do?
With liquid death. We'll work it out.
Okay.
We'll work it out.
I'm in.
Sure. We need to start it.
Okay. Old guys at the party. That's us.
95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo this week.
Yep.
So I was walking in and I found a case of liquid death in the hallway. And I thought, I don't know if there's something wrong with me, but you had the same reaction. So that makes me feel like maybe there's something wrong with us.
Well, no, I knew what it was.
I didn't.
Yeah.
It said liquid death.
I can imagine what your reaction was, though.
And I thought,
like finding contraband on the floor.
I need to try it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with me, or is that everyone?
No, I don't know. It's an intriguing, design.
It says liquid death.
Yeah, sure. Lots of things say death on them, I guess. I don't know.
It's so brilliant.
It certainly is.
You're telling me it's water.
It is water.
Liquid death is water.
There's so we've got liquid death light, and this is a lighter can, and then the black can of liquid death is water with bubbles, gas, seltzer.
I gotcha.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Hang on.
There you go.
I'm trying to make sure that you're not. You're telling me the truth. This isn't like 60 proof something or another.
Try it.
Liquid death water.
It's pretty good, and it tastes good.
How about that?
Like, it's good tasting water. I dig all of their everything about this brand. They got it right. Murder your thirst, death to plastic.
Right,
I'm on board with that. It comes in an aluminum can, so that's 100% recyclable.
And for people like you and me, it's a fantastic message.
I'm trying to pump the brakes on the booze for the now. So the next show that I go,
same.
Are you?
No, you're not.
Yeah,
my New Year's resolution is to drink more.
Oh, to drink more?
Yeah.
Drink more alcohol.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I can help you.
So I'm disappointed.
I got a whole bunch
liquid death water
you can have right now.
That you're not going to drink?
I'll have your liquid death.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have all the scotch and the whiskey that I'm...
Now, I'm drinking the water, this liquid death water, mm-hmm. and it's tastes like water.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like an hour from now, are we just laying here on the floor?
I don't know. I went through a couple of these at the Volbeat show, and I was sober when
you
I walked
were.
Out. Totally.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good.
It's disappointing, then.
Sorry. It's a nice, tall boy. It feels like I'm drinking a beer, though.
It's
standing around with the guys. It looks like I'm drinking a more aggro beer than anyone else.
It really does, yes.
Absolutely.
If you're the kind of person, let's say you're sober,
uh-huh.
or you're the kind of person who's had enough and other people are trying to give you drinks,
right.
you grab a liquid death.
Or thirsty.
Yeah. They look like, oh, man, yeah. That guy's really
yeah.
pounded liquid death. That's crazy.
I don't feel like anyone's going to, like, come on, dude,
have a drink.
I'm like, I am having a drink. Yeah, that looks like a drink. Okay, never mind. Leave him. You know. It's like
that all works as long as we're alive in an hour. If you don't hear us, about an hour from now, send help. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo show in the afternoon. Sluggo is out this week, and Stu is filling in for him.
Ooh, it's windy.
Dixie D'Amelio. Do you remember? Do you recognize that name?
Dixie D'Amelio. Drawing a blank.
How about the name Addison Rae?
Sounds like a porno star.
Does sound like a porno star.
Madison anything sounds like a porno star.
Charlie D'Amelio. Who is the sister of Dixie.
Dixie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go on.
Started posting videos of herself dancing on TikTok in 2019.
I like TikTok dancers, yeah.
So that's like, what, not even 3 years?
2019?
Barely 3 years ago?
Yeah. As soon as she started on January 1st.
You're... Yeah. Guess how much she made.
Is she a star?
You can make money on TikTok if you have enough followers.
Yeah, you get enough eyeballs anywhere. Let me guess. So she's a big TikTok star. Yes. She makes $100,000 a year.
Close.
Really?
But higher.
Higher.
Mm-hmm.
$200,000 a year?
Can you imagine making $200,000 a year making dancing videos?
Dude.
On TikTok?
That's
She made $17.5 million.
Wait, what? I thought you just said she made...
I said, can you imagine making $200,000?
Oh, yeah, that would be...
No, she made $17.5 million.
Dancing on TikTok?
Yes.
That's Hollywood money.
Yeah, that's... Yes.
That's crazy.
Some of it, I think what they do is they branch out and they get a clothing brand or whatever and they start promoting it to all of their people so they make money.
Oh, so that total might include all that stuff too? Okay.
But $17.5 million in 1 year on TikTok.
Oh, you know, and think about Hollywood. You got to get there early. You got clothing, makeup, wardrobe.
Yep.
And then deal with some a-hole director maybe.
I mean, I don't know anyone that makes that kind of money. I mean, you know, George Clooney makes that kind of money. But
yeah.
In a year. Oh. That's crazy. Her compensation was higher than several CEOs of publicly traded companies, including ExxonMobil Corp. Darren Woods makes $15.6 million.
Wow.
She made $17.1 million. Starbucks, Kevin Johnson, makes $14.7 million.
And
by the way, this is a lot of money.
Yeah, he's got a degree. He trained for years to make that.
She's dancing.
She better be good.
Listen, she's pretty.
She better be damn good dancer.
I've heard.
Okay.
Delta Airlines, Ed Bastian makes $13.1 million. And McDonald Corp's, Chris, I'm not even going to try to say his last name.
Yeah.
Makes $10.8 million.
She
makes $17.1 million.
We are in the wrong
business.
Isn't
that crazy?
Wow.
We just need to learn how to dance.
What does Otto make?
You mean on TikTok?
RGM. No.
If he has a TikTok channel, I'm in.
I'm going to learn to dance.
That sounds fantastic. We need to learn to dance.
This
we're going to start our own
beat.
Channel.
Let's dance to this. Let's start right now.
All right. We're going to post it. Send the money. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu's filling in for Sluggo this week.
Yep.
I have never owned a gun.
Me neither, actually.
What?
I don't own a firearm, but that's true. I'm getting closer to...
What?
Wow.
What?
It's true.
You've never owned one?
Never owned one. Shot lots of guns. Yeah.
I shoot them in Vegas. Have you ever gone there to those when
I
they
have
the...
Oh. I have.
And you can shoot the saw, machine guns and stuff?
Yeah, that's
AKs?
Not as easy as you... As it,
no,
as they make
it isn't.
Look in the movies, is
no,
it?
No, it is not.
Yeah, I know.
But you just went shooting this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I was out at an outdoor range, pistol workout and 9mm.
Sure.
Glocks.
Sure.
Good time.
With who? You have friends that you go shooting with?
I did. I got some
really
good friends.
You don't have to give me names, but...
Yeah, yeah. These guys totally know what they're doing, and it was it was actually a long weekend, and we went over... usually when you go shooting, you don't do it 4 days in a row.
Yeah, of course.
I did. I went four days in a row. It was a... Pardon the pun, but it was a blast.
You loved it?
I freaking A loved it.
Four days in a row, wow.
4 days in a row. So I'm inching closer to probably getting a weapon, yeah.
That scares me.
I'm not going to bring it to work.
That scares me. Listen.
Probably.
Listen.
Yeah.
At the other place, we had a guy bring a gun to work.
Really?
Yes, he was cleaning it in his studio. And these walls are like paper. So it was like,
well, as long as he wasn't shooting it in the studio.
Listen,
okay.
That happens. People shoot themselves. They accidentally discharge a gun.
No one has ever shot themselves in the history of guns. What are you talking about?
There's a guy in Washington who should be in Florida, clearly. Pierce County deputies were responding to a call of shots fired in a parking lot of a fast food restaurant.
Okay, sure.
And there was a guy standing there with a gunshot wound in his leg.
Oh.
So the police pulled up, and they said, hey, what happened?
Who shot you?
Tell us the story. Who shot you? And the guy said, I don't have any idea who or why.
I don't know.
I just got hit by a bullet.
I don't know.
Just a stray. I don't know exactly how it happened. So the deputies walked over, and they checked his car.
Yeah.
And they saw a spent shell casing.
Oh. What do you know?
The floor of his car.
Wound up in his car.
Uh-huh. Oh. And some blood.
Some in the car.
Uh-huh.
Follow the trail of blood.
So the police go, hey, there's a spent shell casing there. And
what a coincidence.
There's blood in your car. And he said, yeah, I shot myself.
Well, I can imagine.
He shot himself in the car.
It would be embarrassing. Why would you have a loaded pistol out in the car?
I don't know. That's a great question.
I'll bet there's a fetish. If we Google it, someone gets off on that.
On having a loaded gun in the car?
Something. I don't know. I can't even.
I don't feel like that's the kind of getting off that this person wanted to do, really, at all. Do you think so?
There's a fetish that people have for, like, you know, chopping off their own limbs.
Well, yeah, of course, but that's extreme.
Right.
All right, call if you chop off your limbs. No, I'm just kidding.
No, do.
No, we don't need people.
We don't want to know about them, no.
Wow. If you're chopping off your own limbs, you keep that to yourself. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo.
Yep.
There are times when you, before you have kids, when you say to your friends, I'll never do that.
Oh, yeah.
Look at those poor suckers. Not ever going to be me. I'll never do it.
Catch me dead.
Yep. And then you have kids, and that's you.
Doing that thing.
You're doing whatever it is that you thought you would never do, you're doing it. That also happens with significant others.
I guess.
And concerts.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Have you had to go? I had to go to a Barbra Streisand show.
Oh, wow. I will never.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
And welcome to it, because you will do that at some point, I would guess. No, but she doesn't play a whole lot. But she happened to be pretty good.
Was she?
So I didn't hate it.
I'll tell you what.
But I would never have gone.
I would go see Barbra Streisand.
You would.
I wouldn't go see Cher under any circumstance.
Well, I can't tell the difference. I mean, Streisand, I would say, is a whole level higher, yes.
Yeah.
But who did you have to go see?
I haven't had to go see anyone yet.
Oh, coming up.
But it's coming up, yeah. Your experience with Barry Manilow brought this up, and I agreed.
To go to Barry Manilow?
That with my girlfriend, she said, oh, please, please, babe, next time Barry Manilow comes, will you please go with me? And I don't know, under the influence of any number of things, said, okay, sure.
And she said, you like, go to Barry Manilow
don't tour,
with her.
Please don't tour. Please don't tour. Yeah, Barry Manilow. That's the one. So
wow, know, if that happens.
If that happens.
You're going to be so miserable.
I might. But, I mean, will we know about it?
She will.
She probably will. I'll tell you what. You know, I recently took her to see Harry Styles, which is not a thing you would think I would go do.
No, but you know I have heard his new album, and it's pretty decent, considering.
Yeah. I had a great time.
Yeah.
Great time.
But you wouldn't have gone. You wouldn't have chosen that yourself.
No.
Without a little influence.
Call him on my, but hey, bro, let's go see Harry Styles. Right. I don't think that's going to happen. That wouldn't happen.
I need to know when you go to Barry Manilow. I need to know it, and I need you to come in and give us a full report.
You may be waiting a while. I don't know how Barry's doing.
I hope us. Dear God, please tour. I can't wait. All right, so those are the calls that we wanted. 818-955-KLOS. Your significant other said, hey, I know this might not be your favorite band, but what if we went and saw fill in the blank?
Mm-hmm.
And then you went, no. And then they wore you down, and then you went, okay, let's go to the show.
Because what's the worst that could happen? The worst that could happen is you don't go, and then you don't get any nookie.
Well, I mean, I think that's what they're hanging over your head.
Right.
Of course. That's the influence that they have.
Sure.
Is undue. Is an unfair advantage. It's home court advantage. Totally. It's unfair.
Totally.
But you had to go to a show that your significant other sort of made you go to.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about your significant other, who matters to you.
Sure.
Wants to take you to a concert. And it's not a concert that you would normally want to go to.
You got to make compromises.
For example, on your horizon, Barry Manilow.
Possibly.
Barry Manilow.
Can't wait.
You've already agreed to go to, though.
I know.
You've already said, yes, I will do that.
I'm committed.
All right.
You know, whatever.
818-955-KLOS. You have that story?
No,
Yeah, calling about the going to a concert you don't want to go to.
Yeah, your significant other made you go to what show?
Yeah, it was Jonas Brothers.
Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, you know, it's because I mean, I've been making her go to so many concerts. I mean, Temple of the Dog, Corrosion of Conformity, Black Sabbath. She said one right. day, you know, you're going to go to something I want to, and end up being Jonas Brothers.
When is she going to get into high school? Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, not once, but twice, I had to go see Wilson Phillips.
Ooh.
And
I don't know enough about them to know if they would be good.
They weren't.
You could do a little recon on that. But okay. One time, they opened up for Richard Marx.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's a girlfriend. That's an RIP girlfriend, right?
I don't want to hear that music.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Barry Manilow retired.
Barry Manilow retired. Oh, you're so lucky.
He was awesome.
What?
He was awesome and Kiss is stupid.
Wow. Oh, this is a guy that called the other day and said Kiss was stupid.
Oh.
818-955-KLOS. Somebody made you go to a show you didn't really want to go to. Stu's filling in for Sluggo this week and has promised his girlfriend that he's going to go see Barry Manilow in the future, although we just had a caller that told us that he is retired.
Can you see this? Can you hear the smile on my face this afternoon?
I've never seen you happier. So somebody else made you go to a concert maybe you didn't want to go to.
Hey, guys, so this was way many, many moons ago. It was back when I was PW, and I ended up having to go see Kenny G.
Kenny G.
I think that gets the prize.
Wow, that's maybe the worst so far.
Yep.
It's pretty bad. I did catch myself falling asleep and waking up, and seems like he's still blowing the same tune.
You know, if you're suffering from insomnia, maybe that's not the worst thing you could do.
You know what? I have trouble sleeping. I'm going to put on some Kenny G tonight and see if it helps.
Good night.
It will help, definitely, Kevin. You'll be asleep in less than 2 minutes.
Perfect. Thank you for calling and for the advice. KLOS, hello.
Hey, yeah. I got a Barry Manilow story.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it worked out great. I guess I got these tickets for the wife, and I come back from a ski weekend, and she agreed to drive to the Kodak thing. I slept through the entire thing. She woke me up for Mandy. And I think I went back to sleep.
Nice.
She woke you up.
I like that she demanded you enjoy that one song.
Or maybe that's the song you want her to hear.
Yeah, it was the one I wanted to hear. The only one I knew. I guess I know that Christmas in New England, but yeah, that was.
You told her to wake you up for Mandy?
Wow.
I don't know why I did, but that's what happened.
You did.
I was rocking out to Mandy.
You were not.
Out to
that's
Mandy.
Not possible.
Wow.
It's true.
You're lying. You're a lying liar who lies.
Wow.
Kayla Wessel.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You had to go.
I'm wondering if this counts. I was 14. She was 13. And I did lawns for 2-3 weeks. And my mom ended up taking us to see the Bee Gees. I wanted to take this chick out so bad, but that was the only concert.
Listen,
available.
When you're, how old were you, 13?
Yeah.
When you're 13, the only thing that matters is that girl.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So you would have seen the Bee Gees 5 times in a row if you had to.
Oh, I would have. Oh, okay. Definitely.
I would see the Bee Gees 5 times in a row right now.
I know.
Dude,
did it work?
Did it work?
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked.
We'll get you laid. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, her name was Yvette, and her dad had a Pantera, so that's all I knew.
All right.
But hey, she was great.
Fantastic. Was
great. Well done.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Somebody else made you go to a show you wouldn't have wanted to go. We're talking about your significant other made you go to a show that you didn't want to go to.
I just got a text from my girlfriend.
Yes.
It reads this. Don't get too excited. Artists come out of retirement all the time.
They also stay retired sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's pretty old.
He's really old.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up?
You had to, you went to a concert for somebody else that you didn't really want to go to?
Yeah. Long story short, about 4 years ago, I got talked into, I had to go see Hanson.
Hanson?
Oh,
that's
Hanson?
That band of little girls?
Well, it gets better. I got suckered into going to see them 3 more times after that.
Oh, well, at that point, you were liking it.
Can you say suckered into three more times?
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
However, I will say they're actually really good musicians. That's the only thing I can really give them, because it's like, you know, they're still playing the song from when they were like 10 years old.
Right. They're still playing Mbop or whatever that song was.
Yeah.
Exactly. They all kind of took turns and rotated playing different instruments. So that part
listen, we don't
cool.
need, we do not need myself. A play-by-play of Hanson.
Yeah. So you're a Hanson fan now.
That's your Hanson fan. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you were forced to go to a show that you didn't really want to go to?
Yeah. Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, now I think that might not be terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was horrible.
It was.
One of my best friends back at San Diego State.
I'm sorry, was it with your best friends?
I went as a wingman with
Oh, a wingman. Gotcha. And was it successful? Were you a successful wingman?
Oh, I was successful, yes. He's married.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nicely done.
Jeez.
It worked out.
That's the ultimate wing.
No kidding.
Wow.
KLOS, hello.
It was a Kenny G. A couple callers already hit my show that I went to that I didn't want to go to.
How many people were forced to go to Kenny G?
Everyone there.
You know what? I was probably sitting to that same gentleman, falling asleep right next to him.
All right. So some good advice. That'll put you to sleep if you go to Kenny G.
Have you noticed that every single one of these calls is from dudes?
Yes.
No girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why?
Mm-hmm. KLOS, hello.
Yeah.
All right.
And actually, I went to a Kenny G concert as well, but I think I got the guy beat.
Okay.
I went with my mom. Anyway, I was in my early 20s, and she was in her mid-40s, and she had VIP tickets for her birthday, and so she didn't want to go alone, so I went with her, and then we were right up on the stage, and I felt like the biggest creep, I swear.
Who was it? The Kenny G show. Okay, I got you.
She had VIP tickets, so right up on stage, and I just felt like the biggest creep.
Did she take her bra off and throw it up on the stage?
No, everybody was looking at me like I was dating the lady I was with. I go, this is my mom, dude. I felt like the biggest creep.
Was she getting handsy?
No. Actually, she was getting pretty excited, and people were looking at us, and that's why I was like, I got to get out of here.
This has gone south quickly.
All kinds of wrong here.
Oh, man. All right, 818-955-KLOS. You were forced to go to a show you didn't want to go to. We're talking to people who had to go to concerts that their significant other forced them to go to.
They didn't want to go.
Correct.
And that happens a lot.
But they had to. You have one of those stories?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. I actually ended up taking my wife to... two Barry Manilow shows. Barry was her favorite.
Oh.
And one of them was at Universal Studios, Universal...
Well, it used to be, yeah. Amphitheater, yeah.
Amphitheater. It was a
concert? I don't know what we're doing here. Mad Libs?
I'm sorry.
You were being kidnapped?
Down.
It was on New Year's Eve.
Oh, New Year's Eve, okay.
I'm a true rocker. I've been at Zeppelin and all of those other bands back in the day. And I ended up singing with Barry that night. It was great.
On stage?
Nope.
Just out.
You were in the crowd. You knew the songs and you were singing with him.
Wow.
No, he died from being embarrassed. That doesn't happen very often. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Buzz here.
Hi. You were forced to go to a show?
I was forced to. Well, I found a solution. So this was the story. My wife had tickets to go see Burt Bacharach.
All right.
Oh.
Okay, he's nearly 100.
Right,
he is.
And I don't know any of his music. I think he's written a bunch of great songs.
Sure,
you know all of his music.
I wanted to see.
Okay, go ahead.
So I came up with this plan. I actually swapped spouses for the night.
Oh,
so
I'm sorry. What?
We've gone into wife swapping.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Were you an open couple at that time?
No, not so much, but I mean, you know, we enjoy this couple. They're a lot of fun. Both of them.
Define enjoy.
Well, this is what we did that
night. Do you have sex with each other?
Oh, I'd love to say we did, but no, we didn't.
What a waste of a story.
Just lie.
Next time somebody asks you that, if you slept with them, you say yes.
So my buddy took my wife to see Burt Bacharach.
Right.
And I took his wife
to Bone Town. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo. What's funny?
I'm just thinking about stuff.
Yeah.
I don't need any external stimuli to laugh.
Okay. Kanye West is under investigation for battery after allegedly punching a fan who asked for an autograph. Now, look, this is Kanye West's version of it. That might be 100% correct.
I doubt that.
Don't know.
Yep.
Apparently, he's under investigation after he punched a fan in the face after he asked for his autograph in downtown Los Angeles early Thursday morning. It was a club that basically nobody knows about. And this is the report. He was coming out of a club at like 3 a.m.
It happened here at the Soho Warehouse. It doesn't look like much from the outside. As a matter of fact, it's so exclusive, it doesn't even have any signage. If you're a member, you simply know it's here. Let's go to our eye in the sky. Sky Fox above it all, giving you an idea of what it looks like from above with its rooftop pool, bars, gym, and hotel.
At first, I thought that was stupid to go to Sky whatever and go look at the top of the building.
But now
there's a sweet pool and a nice bar. And
when I go clubbing, I'm in my, I'm ready to go.
You're in your bikini. I know. Yeah, that's what you're about to say.
It happened around 3 o'clock this morning, according to our sources. Kanye West was leaving. A fan says he saw Kanye sitting in his car and walked up to the window to ask him for an autograph. Words were exchanged. What those words are, well, that's all part of the police investigation. But the fan told officers that Kanye jumped out of his car, called him some, words not suitable for television, and then punched him, knocking him to the ground. The artist then left. Police were called. A police report has been filed, and the incident is being investigated. By the time officers got here, Kanye West was not here.
I don't doubt that. When you watch stuff on Britney Spears and on some of these people that are massively famous.
Sure.
And they're surrounded by paparazzi and people. I don't know how this doesn't happen more often.
I agree.
If I had to guess on this particular story, I would guess it's true. Because Kanye,
I would imagine.
To me, he seems crazy.
Possibly at 3 in the morning, a short fuse doesn't seem out of order. And people do say stupid things sometimes.
Right. And that's what we want to focus on. We don't know exactly what was said, but I did have a run in with Magic Johnson.
Nicest guy in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
And huge Lakers fan. Well, sure. I didn't know that he was there at the same party that I was at.
Okay.
So a huge Lakers fan. So Magic, to me, the most important Laker of all time.
Sure.
I understand that's questionable because
a lot
of people have Will Chamberlain. A lot of people have Kobe. Yeah, there's a tremendous amount. But for me, it's Magic Johnson. He's the best.
Showtime.
Most. Yes, exactly. So I bumped into him and I wasn't expecting it. And so now I'm standing face to face
with his
Magic,
crotch,
with Magic Johnson, almost kind of with his belt. Yeah.
Right.
And I said, you're great.
You're great.
That's what came out of my mouth.
You said, you're great.
And he laughed because he realized that I realized I'm an idiot.
Right.
He could see on my face, oh my God, I'm an idiot. And he was very gracious and laughed and said, it's nice to meet you. Thank you. And walked on.
Oh, that's okay.
But he couldn't have walked
on.
No, he didn't punch me. No.
Okay.
No. I doubt most celebrity. Listen, we don't know what that guy said to Kanye either.
No, I will grant you that. Yeah.
So we're going to take calls on you ran into whatever celebrity you love and blew it.
Yeah.
You failed.
You failed.
You failed when you met the celebrity at 818-955-KLOS. Maybe you weren't expecting it. Maybe you were. Who knows? Yeah. But when you got up and you started talking to this person.
You just blew it.
You just failed. 818-955-KLOS. Yeah. You have a story?
Well, David Crosby came down to the station. I don't know that I've... Yeah, I definitely failed, but he wasn't so gracious. So we're sitting around in my studio. I'd like get IDs. Hey, this is David Crosby. Listen to KLOS. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, there was a delay. We were waiting for the DJ to come back because they were personal friends to escort him out. So I'm sitting in the studio. It's me, David Crosby, and maybe a couple other people. And there's this kind of long, awkward silence because we were done. And just kind of...
So he's just waiting and you don't know what to say.
And I say to him, just trying to fill the void. And I say, man, that first, that Crosby, Stills, and Nash record, man, is such a huge part of my life. It's, and he's not reacting in any way.
Do you think he's even listening?
It's an open question.
Okay.
And I say more because he doesn't react. I say, you know, it's an essential part of any rock fan's collection. It should be, you know, it's right up there. Zeppelin 2 or any of those monumental iconic discs. And he just doesn't say a word
the whole time.
And he just looks at me with these burning eyes, just and literally get nothing. I ran out of things to say.
S-T-F-U eyes?
The FU eyes, pretty much. Yeah,
wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but that's sort of him. It's not you failing. My story was me failing.
It felt like failing. It felt like
no,
flailing.
Because you were trying your best and you were saying things that made sense that he would have easily been able to respond to.
I appreciate that.
He could have easily said, hey, thanks.
That's
all.
Yeah.
That's all he needs to say.
Nothing.
That's not a fail on your part.
Thanks.
Me saying you're great. That's a fail.
All these years later, I'm vindicated.
So 818-955 KLOS is
you,
the phone
Kevin.
Number. If you ran into a celebrity and you got tongue-tied and you ruined it, you failed when you met the celebrity. 818-955 KLOS. Stu is filling in for Sluggo as well, and we're talking about celebrities that you met, and it went south. And it went south because of you. That happened to you?
Hi, I'm calling about a celebrity running into...
Yeah, you failed when you met a celebrity?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I failed big time.
Who was it?
Martin Gore from Depeche Mode.
Right?
Yeah.
And what happened?
No, I came face to face with him, and I screamed like, you know, the girls do on the Beatles videos. Like, right. I just freaked out. And he totally walked away from me, and I felt like the biggest idiot.
Did he smile at least?
Well, yeah, he smiled. Okay, you know, good. It was kind of a modest thing, but I was freaking out, man. I didn't know what to do. It's Martin Gore.
I love so much that's your... And that's the only time you've met him?
That was the only time I've
that's
met him.
That's fantastic.
She just screamed like you were...
You screamed like a girl. That's fantastic.
Oh, my God. That's all I could think about was those Beatles videos where the girls are, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles. And they go, that's exactly what I did.
You needed a buddy to smack you right then.
That hurts. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. You ran in with a celebrity and failed?
Yes. So this was back in when the Houston Rockets won the championship those 2 years.
Right.
I was up at the Hyatt Regency in Sacramento, and they were in town, and it was around Thanksgiving. We were downstairs partying with Sam Cassell, Robert Horry, all those dudes. And at one point during that day, I was standing at the elevator getting ready to go downstairs. The elevator opened, and Hakeem Olajuwon is standing there. And
all 7 foot three of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like talking. I'm a good talker, and I was starstruck, and I just went, and he laughed. We shook hands and traded places, and the door shut. And I was like, damn!
That's pretty good timing, though. the elevator saved you.
You reached in there, pushed that button to close the doors.
Yeah, I blew it.
That's hilarious. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Stu.
What's up? Ooh, that's got a nice ring.
I met Johnny Cash at a urinal.
What could you possibly say to Johnny Cash at a urinal?
There's no reason to say anything.
Right. I would shut my mouth. What did you say?
Yeah, I did shut my mouth. It's not like you're going to shake hands. You're shaking something else.
Right.
Okay.
So you didn't say anything.
No, I was dumbfounded.
Right. But I'm saying that's not a fail. I'm saying that's what you should have done is nothing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Yep. You ready?
Yeah, you met a celebrity and it went south because of you. What happened?
I met Gene Simmons, and I was a guitar tech for a famous Sunset Strip band, and I went up there. My guitarist says, hey, go see what happened to our demo. He's supposed to sign our band. He said, send a demo. So I go up to him and I go, hi, Gene, do you remember our band? And he says, well, if I don't remember it, it must have been a reason. And everybody was laughing. I had to walk away like, oh, thank you, Mr. Simmons. I'm sorry. You know, it's ridiculous.
I mean, honestly, you're setting him up for that joke.
Pretty much.
Right?
No. He wanted to have, the band was Circus, and we were submitting.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand, but...
But they didn't get back to us. And another friend of mine, he did get back to, Tony from Will-O-Wisp. He contacted them, and he didn't contact Circus. So we were wondering what the heck was going on. But the crowd was like, ah!
Nothing worse than having people laugh at you while you make that mistake. I've had that happen many times. 818-955-KLOS. You made a celebrity and it went south and it was your fault. Call them. We're taking calls from people who met a celebrity and things went south and it was their fault. It was your fault. You have that call? Sir?
Hey, party. How you doing?
We are good. You ran into a celebrity and you failed. What happened?
Yeah, this is about 3 years ago at the Emmy Awards. It was okay. The after party, and I got to go to the after party. And we're all dressed to a T because it's the Emmys. You got to look nice. Got to look prestige.
Right.
And I run into Jeff Goldblum, and I was like, oh, I got to say hi. So I go up to him, and I say hi, and he goes, hey, look at this guy. He looks like Al Pacino from Carlito's Way. And I go, look at this guy. He looks like Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park.
Oh.
And I stunned him, and I said, can I get a picture? And he gave me a little punch in the chest. Not too hard. He wasn't going to try to fight me, but he did take the photo with me. But I kind of got him off kilter because I made a little cut.
I love that he didn't semi-punched you.
I should have said Jeff Goldblum from the fly.
From the fly, sure.
Yeah.
Listen, should have, would have. That's why we're asking the question.
That was a good comeback.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, this is Nick Gonzalez from Corona, California.
Nick, you ran into who, and it was your fault for saying what?
Oh, this is the coolest story ever. So I went to the NAMM show, and I was walking around this corner, and my girlfriend says, isn't that one of the Aerosmith guys? And I go up to him, and I go, hey, Joe Perry, I'm a huge fan of you, and I thank you for your music. I love music so much. You guys are influenced. And he goes, I'm not Joe Perry. My name is Brad Whitford. And I gave him a big hug, and I go, I'm so sorry about that. He goes, I will take a picture with you if you want. So I took a picture with him.
What a nice dude.
Yeah.
And as soon as I walked away from him, I turned around to left. And there was Jeff McKagan with a couple other dudes in the booth, and I looked.
Did you call him Slash?
No. I go, hey, Duff, can I get a picture with you, man? And he goes, get in line, man. And I looked, and there was this huge line, and he goes, oh, I'm kidding. Come here, man. And everybody's looking at me like I was a jerk, you know, because I cut in line. And
wow.
I took a picture with him, and I go.
I've never had a fail work out so well as
this.
Yeah,
this guy fails upwards. Are you a CEO?
No, but one other quick story. So I saw the band X and Big Bear, and Jane from the Go-Go's, she opened up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And she walks up to me and she goes, you look familiar. And I turned around. Mind you, I have a denim jacket with all Motorhead patches.
Right.
And I look at her and I go, oh, I've heard your music since I was a kid.
I'm Lemmy.
Since I was a kid. And she goes, are you a fan? I go, no, my older sister's played your vinyl record all the time. She goes, well, what do you listen to now? Slayer, Motorhead, everything heavy metal. She goes, how's it working for you? And I go, well, I'm sitting here talking to you. She goes, well, let me buy you a drink.
What?
Wow, dude.
Yeah. Nope. So I got pictures from all these people, and then one of the other people.
We can't take another story, dude. We can't take another story.
I can't take any more failure from that guy.
KLOS, hello. You met a celebrity and it went south?
Yep. Well, kind of both of us, me and the celebrity. But it's a Golden State Warrior game, Ricky Henderson of the Oakland A's. I'm not a baseball fan, but I approach.
Right.
And I said, hey, Ricky, I'd love to have an autograph. And he was with his friends, posse, whatever you call them. And they were looking at me like I was a jerk, you know. And he was just kind of staring at me. So I didn't really get a good vibe from him at all. But he signed it with his offhand and stared at me the whole time.
That sounds like Ricky Henderson.
Not a nice guy.
Nope.
But, you know, whatever. Not a big deal. But I ended the whole thing by saying, hey, I really appreciate it. My mom is a huge Giants fan. She'll really love this. And I don't think you like that comment.
No, I think the A's love the Giants. I think that's the thing. They love each other.
Brotherhood.
Yeah, there's a brotherhood.
Absolutely.
818-955-KLOS. You met a celebrity and things went south and it was your fault. We are taking calls on you met a celebrity and you failed. It was your fault that the thing went south.
Hello, Kevin and Stu.
Howdy.
You met a celebrity?
Well, Tommy Chong back in 85.
How do you blow that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe embarrassment. So we sit in front of him at this little club,
mm-hmm.
and he's going, what are you drinking? I'm drinking a blue Hawaiian. He goes, you're drinking glue? And let me have some of that. So he grabbed my drink, he drank it. Oh, that's good. And then he bent over and goes, hey, I like your shorts. I'm wearing pink OP shorts. He goes, are those kind of the shorts where your balls hang out? And he's down there looking. Funny stuff.
What?
And I was just stunned. I just,
was he just messing with you?
Yeah. And then when you We rolled these little things and put them in a Tic Tac container, marijuana cigarettes.
Yep.
And I go, here, take these. He opened them and goes, oh, I like these, but I can't do that right now. So he just, I'll put them in my pocket for later. And after the show, he invited us to his room and we partied.
Wow, you really blew it with Tommy Chong, man.
I don't know if I did.
Yo, you're lucky.
And 3 years later, saw him again.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Yeah, I don't have any time for him anymore.
I
don't think any of that happened.
The 75. I believe he met him.
I don't even think he met him. I think he just smoked too much.
Yeah.
And watched TV.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Sorry,
dude.
Calling BS on that one.
Stu was in for Sluggo this week.
It's a really fun time.
On my way in, thank you. It's been fun, hasn't it?
Yeah.
On my way in, I found a box of Liquid Death.
You didn't even know what it was.
No, it's just a box.
Did you see this side where it's black and it just says Liquid Death?
Yes.
Or did you see this multicolored skull?
No, I would have loved the multicolored skull more.
How bitchin' is that?
Yeah, that's very cool. Liquid Death. It was just sitting, a box was just sitting in the hallway.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I want to try that, whatever it is. Death?
You're figuring it's a liqueur, it's a vodka, it's a whiskey.
It's going to be 70 proof something.
At least.
That's what you would think, right?
It's not.
It's water. It's mountain water.
It's the best water ever.
It's really good water.
That comes out of a can.
But it's Liquid Death.
And has and it's called Liquid Death. Everything about this product is bitchin'. It's totally on point.
Well, we're not getting paid to say this. We should be.
No.
We should be getting paid, but we're not.
Well, maybe we will be soon. Hey, Liquid Death, we love you.
Why don't you read some of the backstory there?
Dude, there's so much content in just one of these aluminum cans. So it says this on the back, and just be patient. This infinitely recyclable can of stone cold mountain water came straight to the Alps to murder your thirst. Then,
I like the writing.
When a group of teenagers set off into the mountains for a weekend of drinking regular water in plastic bottles, they became hunted by an aluminum can of mountain water that was dead set on murdering their thirsts and recycling their souls. It goes on.
It's just water. This is so creative.
How do you sell water?
How do you sell water?
Here's how you oversell water. Once cracked open, no thirst is safe from Liquid Death. After ritually dismembering its thirst victims, this brutal can of water used the severed body parts of dead thirsts to build itself a flesh suit. Dude, these guys, of course they need water. They have severe cotton mouth.
This is great.
Flesh suit, which it used to disguise to get a job in marketing. But Liquid Death never took the job. It just murdered a bunch more thirsts instead. Hashtag death to plastic.
Liquid Death. Amazing. Well done.
And now, by the way, on their website, they've got a lot of bitchin' merch. If you want a death dispenser, your own machine that dispenses, $5,800.
Worth it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show in the afternoon. Stu has been filling in all week. Thank you, Stu.
Thanks for having me.
Two injured, one escaped unharmed after SUV stops on train tracks in Miami.
This was a story we did yesterday, only it was in an airplane.
Now it's an
SUV in Miami.
That's
Florida, right?
It is Florida, yes, of course. And when you see the scene, and I have to tell you this because it's important.
Okay.
There are the flashing lights that are before the train tracks.
Yeah.
Then there are the arms that come down.
It's all big hints.
Huge. Like, there's no way they could have said more.
Tough to miss.
Train is coming through. An SUV pulls up and stops right on the tracks.
Excuse me.
And just stops there and gets run into by the train.
That's putting it lightly. The fender bender.
Here's the report.
It is a stunning view. A safety guardrail piercing the front windshield of this white SUV protruding from the driver's side window.
That is crazy. It's the actual arm.
Oh,
is right inside the car.
I would think that would impale your head.
You would think so, but it didn't.
Wow.
Shattered glass and indented mangled metal. After colliding with a Brightline train at 20th Street and North Miami Avenue this morning. Incredibly, Miami Fire Rescue said all three people who were inside the car at the time are expected to be okay.
This accident today, they were very lucky.
Miami Fire Rescue said the driver, an adult woman, was driving her elderly parents. When Fire Rescue arrived, all but one were safely outside the car. Fire Rescue helped her dad, the passenger, get out through the trunk. Of the three, two transported to Jackson with non-life-threatening injury.
No one really hurt.
Jeez.
Thanks for the ride, daughter.
Expected to be okay. I would posit you were not okay to begin with.
That's probably true, yeah. Does anything here work?
Not really.
I mean, while people were listening to Pearl Jam, we were restarting computers and for sure. rewiring things.
Yeah.
Pushing chairs around, changing screens.
No sirve.
Nobody could tell.
Yep.
That's good. It's 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Stu is filling in for Sluggo this week and made his girlfriend a promise. I would like you to tell the people your promise, please.
In a nutshell, she made me agree to go to a concert with her if this artist should come around and tour again. And he apparently is retired, but anyway, it's Barry Manilow. And not really super excited about that. I've seen some.
Has she come to shows with you that sort of you have to do a make good for?
That's a good question.
Because if not, what are you doing?
Every show I've ever I only go to good shows.
Well, I'm saying, does she agree with your good shows?
No, this probably was like a lateral move. Like she agreed to go, I don't know, ditch digging with me or something. Not that I don't do that, but. And it's, well, then if I'm going to dig ditches with you, Stu, all day, then you're going to go to Barry Manilow. I'm like,
right, but
those things aren't equal.
If you weren't literally ditch digging, it's not worth it.
Well, it's worth it if you want to keep your girlfriend happy.
All right, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show. Stu's been filling in. Thank you, Stu.
Yeah.
Doing a great job.
Aw, that's
debatable. Time for what we learned. Brought by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We learned that some of the top TikTok stars are making $17 million a year. So Stu and I are going to become young, hot, and start dancing.
Yeah, we're going to start dancing. We're going to start our own TikTok channel. Mm-hmm. You know what Adam Sandberg had to say about TikTok?
I heard. Yes.
Yeah, he loves TikTok. He's a very funny guy. He would kill at TikTok. Maybe he just got too much money. But he says, no, I don't want to be the old guy party.
So you and I can take that part.
I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm the old guy at every party.
If you live in Florida and you own a gun and it's loaded in your car, you will, by the rules of nature, shoot yourself in the leg. That's a thing. And guys will do anything at all, any concert, any band for a girl, anything.
Apparently.
Including Barry Manilow.
Apparently. And also, I would add to that, guys pick the best concerts to go to. No girl called at any point to say, I was dragged to AC/DC and it sucked. Because it didn't.
That is true. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.